Hey, we are back. This is your host, David John Oates, for the second hour of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. And as always, I present a guest in the second hour, usually a reverse speech-related guest, but sometimes I go off topic. But we're not off topic today because we're walking back to the show, reverse speech analyst Sean Smith. How you going, Sean?
Great, David. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. What you been up to the last few months?
Well, been doing some reversals on several people. Uh-huh. Like to follow a lot of political type stuff, typically, see how their politicians are treating the serfs.
That's a good description. I like that.
Well, yeah. The first reversals we actually have up here is on Hillary Clinton. She did a speech at Wesley College, commencement speech last weekend.
Oh, yeah, which was an attack on Donald Trump, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Now, that was a 27-minute speech, and I only found three reversals on her in that speech. Yeah. I actually went through three quarters of it again just to see if I could find something on that I might have missed. I couldn't find anything additionally.
But, I don't know what's going on. Trump's reversals have dropped right off, too. They were prolific before the election and can hardly find any of them on him now.
Well, that would be interesting because I did find a bunch on him in one little four-minute speech.
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
On this one here, we got 27 minutes and only three. But okay. They could have some significance, and hopefully we can figure out what their meanings are. And the first one up is a mad sinner helps issue.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
I got a note from a group of Wellesley alums and students who had supported me in the campaign. They worked their hearts out. And like a lot of people, they're wondering, what do we do now? Well, I think there's only one answer. Keep going. Don't be afraid of your ambition, of your dreams, or even your anger. Those are powerful forces, but harness them.
So a mad sinner helps issue.
A mad sinner helps issue.
Oh, yeah.
A mad sinner helps issue.
Is she the mad sinner?
A mad sinner helps issue.
Funny thing is, that's what I thought when I first found that. She's talking about herself.
Yeah, well, that's what it seemed like.
Uh-huh. Until you start looking at what she really said forward.
Oh, okay.
Now, the question she put forth was, what do we do now? She continues with, she says, don't be afraid of your ambition, of your dreams, or even your anger. Those are powerful forces, but harness them. I think at that point, she's talking about herself.
Right.
So what does she do now? A mad sinner helps issue. Now, what would be considered a sinner? What's something that somebody would be doing to be a sinner?
Oh, I don't know. Not following through with laws or regulations or... what do you think?
Well, when we're talking with about the Clintons, somebody who may be a murderer or a killer comes to mind. You have a mad sinner helps issue.
Oh, that'd be right. Yep, that'd be right. The Murderer Incorporated.
Now, the next one we have from her is, I feel a bad boy win it.
I feel a bad boy win it. Okay, here we go.
You know, our culture often celebrates people who appear to go it alone. But the truth is, that's not how life works. Anything worth doing takes a village. And you build that village by investing love and time into your relationships.
And this one says, I feel a bad boy win it.
Yeah, I feel a bad boy win it.
Oh, yeah. That's Trump, I guess. That's Trump, I guess, wouldn't it?
That would be my hallucination as well. As if she starts off by talking about somebody who, you know, the culture often celebrates people who appear to go it alone. And that would be, I think, somebody like Trump.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel a bad boy win it. Makes total sense.
Yep. He won the presidency. Now, the next one of the three is snuff out, no history.
Oh, typical Clintons. Okay, here's the forwards.
Channel the strength of your Wellesley classmates and experiences. I guarantee you, it'll help you stand up a little straighter feel a little braver, knowing that the things you joked about and even took for granted can be your secret weapons for your future.
And snuff out no history.
Snuff out no history.
Oh, yeah.
Snuff out no history.
And one more time.
Snuff out no history.
Snuff out, murder, kill, no history, no evidence, no no trail to follow. Uh-huh. Yes.
So exactly what I come up with. So we start off with a Mad Center helps issue.
Right.
I feel a bad boy win it, talking about Trump in that one, we're assuming, and snuff out no history.
Wow.
Those second, those last two are within a minute of each other.
Oh, are they really? All right. Well, that's Hillary Clinton. That's the Clintons all over. I love it, the way reverse speech takes an accurate snapshot of the people. It's really quite amazing to me.
And me as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Who's next?
Now, next, we have Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
Oh, really?
This is in regards to his phone call with Donald Trump back in February. It was all over the media how Trump got angry and hung up abruptly on Turnbull. And the topic of the conversation was that there was 1,200 refugees that Obama had agreed to take off Australia's hands, and Trump called it a bad deal. But that was the gist of their conversation. And again, the media was all over that Trump got angry and hung up on Turnbull.
Oh, yeah, it was all over the Australian press. Big news.
Well, now
President
there's a
Trump hangs up on Malcolm Turnbull.
The at the beginning of this audio, there's a reporter asking him a question, and it's regards to that. He's kind of cut off, but it states that, you know, referencing Trump terminating his phone call early out of anger. Well, the reversal is, I am this fellow.
I am this fellow. I wonder what he means by that. All right, here's the Ford.
Well, I've seen the that report.
Okay, I am this fellow.
Are you in this fellow?
Huh.
Are you in this fellow?
All right, okay.
Are you in this fellow?
Doesn't mean anything either way. You know, I was the subject of what happened.
No. The topic question is about Trump hanging up on him. He hung up on Trump.
Oh,
I am this fellow.
I am this fellow. Well, that's interesting. Oh, my.
So he's the one that hung up, not Trump.
I'll be bothered. Okay. All right. What else you got?
Now, the next two are part of a long sentence, but I broke up the sentence, and there'll be two separate ones. But the first one is hear bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is this Turnbull again?
Yes, they're all Turnbull.
The president assured me that he would continue with honor the agreement.
Hear bullshit. Yeah, well, fair enough. Trump didn't honor the agreement, so it was bullshit.
Next one is capture them sharks, sin of the mob.
Okay, here we go.
Agreement we entered into with the Obama administration with respect to refugee resettlement.
Okay, capture them sharks, sin of the mob.
Capture them sharks, sin of the mob.
Oh, yeah.
Capture them sharks, sin of the mob.
Huh.
Capture them sharks, sin of the mob.
Huh. I wonder what that means. Capture them sharks, sin of the mob.
I assumed he was talking about the 1,200 refugees.
Right. That's what I would assume, too. I was just about to say those exact words. With contempt. With contempt.
Right.
He doesn't like the refugees. That's why he's trying to palm them off onto America.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, the next one from him is for Samson, which would be a metaphor.
Oh, Samson comes up occasionally.
I'm not going to comment on a conversation between myself and the President of the United States.
For Samson.
For Samson.
Huh.
For Samson.
I'd be bothered.
For Samson.
Because Samson's an Old Testament figure, and who had great strength that was due to his length of his hair. And his hair was cut by Delilah, and he lost his strength. And the metaphor refers to great strength that is easily weakened and seduced. Interesting. Huh. I wonder if he's the Samson. Most likely.
Could be.
He's a weak person, Malcolm Turnbull. He's just a little, anyway, doesn't matter.
I don't know much about him.
No, you don't want to. I don't know if Australia voted for him. But they didn't vote for him. No, what am I talking about? Oh, yeah, they did last election, but he kicked the other prime minister out, Tony Abbott. It was a in-house coup, and so he got the prime ministership by default. But then he went to election and won the election, so then he was legitimately elected. Australian politics is all very fun.
All right, on the next one we have I Will Conceal and Answer.
Oh, interesting. Okay, here's the forwards.
Other than what we have said publicly, and you can surely understand the reasons for that.
Oh, yeah, I will conceal an answer.
The sincere an answer.
Yeah.
The sincere an answer.
Okay, so...
The sincere an answer.
So he's not going to tell what happened.
Right, but really he already did. He's already... Go back to Trump hanging up. He hung up on Trump.
Funny.
The next one is, and I think it's the last one of him, is We Can Shout Over the Ocean.
Oh, that's funny too.
I can assure you the relationship is very strong.
We can shout over the ocean.
We can shout over the ocean.
Shout over the ocean.
That's funny.
We can shout over the ocean.
Well, I guess they are shouting over the ocean, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know if they're very friendly, on very friendly terms.
I don't know whether they are or not. I don't know. Australian media is leaving it alone, as far as I'm aware right now.
All right. So now we have Donald Trump on his weekly address, which was on March 3rd. Now, this is 3 days after his address to Congress, which you had quite a few reversals on him that were radically different than what had appeared on Trump before.
Yes, they were.
If I can recall... what they were approximating with about with it. It looked like he was the deep state had gotten to him. And that was, I think, your initial response when you were going over these reversals on Jeff Rentz's program. But then I think he came back on later and you said your thought was that, no, these are warnings that he's telling us what's going on. Is that about summation of?
Yeah, that's about summation. I don't know what to make of Trump. Right now, I don't know what I think. I know Jeff Rentz is fairly against Trump. I just don't know what to think. I'm up in the air. Okay, so what have we got?
Well, you must have been still hot about things because, like I said, this is, I think, 13 or 14 reversals in a four-minute commentary. Now, first one is see crime, all of them.
See crime, all of them. Okay, so here's the forwards.
My fellow Americans, I'm joining you today from the deck of what will be our nation's newest aircraft carrier, the soon-to-be-commissioned Gerald R. Ford.
See crime, all of them.
Snicker-mola-scum.
I'll be bothered.
Snicker-mola-scum.
Wow. Gee whiz. Boy. That's pretty intense. He's, wow, he's not happy with the whole establishment, is what that tells me.
Starts off right off the bat. That reversal starts right at the very beginning of a statement.
Wow.
Now the next one is conceal your gun.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And as you can see, I'm wearing a jacket and a hat that they just gave me. Not really used to it, but it feels awfully good.
Conceal your gun.
No, it's really run.
That's actually not totally clear, Sean.
Yeah, it's a little bit weak.
Yeah, do it again.
No, it's really run.
Doesn't pass, mate. Sorry.
All right, we'll throw it out. You're the judge and jury.
Okay, what's next?
Next one is the show will freeze it.
The show will freeze it. Okay.
This beautiful new warship represents the future of naval aviation.
The show will freeze it.
The show will freeze it.
Oh, yeah.
The show will freeze it.
Actually, the show, it will freeze it.
The show will freeze it.
It is an it in there. I couldn't figure out what that was. You're right.
Yeah, it's an it.
The show will freeze it.
Doesn't change the meaning, just being a little bit more precise. The show, it will freeze it. Huh. I'm not too sure how to interpret that one. I don't know. Loss of
maybe. I'm not sure either, but maybe it applies to the next one. Markets, okay. They get nasty.
Markets, they get nasty. Okay, all right. Here's the forwards.
And she will serve as a cornerstone of our national defense for decades and decades to come.
Okay, markets, they get nasty.
Markets, they get nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Markets, they get nasty.
Huh.
Markets, they get nasty.
But the markets are nasty. They're actually doing very well. So.
Right. I don't know if it's a future thing. The show will freeze it. Is that something that whatever's going on behind the scenes will mess up the markets?
Nasty. Well, if we're headed for war, the markets are going to crash. I don't know. Would they crash?
He's also, as you say that, he's talking on from an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, right. Huh, interesting. Huh. All right, I'll have to ponder that one. Not that meaning is not immediately obvious. Okay, all right, what's next?
Next one is they are making issue.
They are making issue. Here we go.
A famous aviator once wrote that to build a truly great ship, we shouldn't begin by gathering wood, cutting boards, or distributing work.
Okay, they are making issue.
They are making issue. They are making issue.
Yeah, just.
They are making issue.
Just. I don't know what it means, though. They are making issue.
Well, they don't seem to be applying to the forward, these reversals.
Yeah, he's got something else going on, doesn't he?
Right, that's what it seems to be.
Yeah, this is a subtext. Okay, all right. Okay, what else?
Savor the ferocity would be next.
Oh, savor the ferocity. Oh, that's a bit ominous.
But instead, by awakening within the people a desire for the vast and endless sea.
Savor the ferocity.
Savor the ferocity.
Oh, yeah.
Savor the ferocity.
Huh.
Savor the ferocity.
I don't know. Does he like war, Trump?
Or is something going on behind the scenes that he savors trying to fight against it?
I don't know. There's something going on. He likes fighting. I've already seen that in his reversals. He likes a good fight.
That's the only thing I can apply it to, maybe, on that idea. Yeah. The next one, he says, I will align unit.
I will align unit. Here we go.
In the same way, we must continue to renew the American spirit in order to rebuild our country, and rebuild it we will.
I will align unit.
I will align unit.
Oh, yeah.
I will align unit.
Yeah, that's there.
I will align unit.
Okay, all right. Pulling everything together, getting the troops all in line, I'd imagine is what that meant.
That's what I'm going with that as well, and I think it goes into the next one, which means it's saying she'll not go to hell.
She'll not go to hell, okay.
On Tuesday, before a joint session to Congress, I laid out a version, I hope you all watched, for how to accomplish that national rebuilding.
She'll not go to hell.
She'll not go to hell.
Huh.
She'll not go to hell.
Okay.
Well,
they're talking about what? Rebuilding the country, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, so he's
not go to hell. That makes total sense. You know, he's not going to let the country fall down around him.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
Okay. He once again showing how he loves America.
Yep, that's right. Okay, all right.
Next one's a bit long. Hopefully it's all there. It's selfish snafu that brought their share in the malaise.
Ooh, okay. Malaise, that's sickness, isn't it? Illness.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
My vision includes the elimination of the defense sequester, which has imposed steep cuts on our military.
And it's selfish snafu that brought their share in the malaise.
It's selfish snafu that brought their share in the malaise.
Oh, yeah, that's there.
It's selfish snafu that brought their share in the malaise.
Huh.
It's selfish snafu that brought their share in the malaise.
Huh. I don't know what that would mean. Some sickness, some negative attitude that's creating problems is the only thing I can interpret on that one.
Well, the forward he's talking about, he's not going to it includes elimination of the defense sequester. So maybe that's related to that.
Yeah, maybe so. Okay, all right.
And he's going to get rid of that, stop the malaise.
Yeah, okay.
That sequester. And the next one is end this lie.
End this lie. Okay, here we go.
The active duty army has been reduced by more than 85,000 men.
End this lie.
End this lie. End this lie.
Yeah, just.
End this lie.
Yeah, well, what's the lie? That we're short 80,000 troops? Is that what he said?
I'm not sure.
And let's run the forwards again.
Because he's talking about 85,000 men.
The active duty army has been reduced by more than 85,000 men.
Yeah, the active duty army reduced by 85,000 men. End this lie.
End this lie. End this lie.
Well, I don't know why it would be a lie. He certainly intends to increase the numbers of troops. Why would it be a lie?
Unless that number is not accurate, that 85,000.
That's true. Yeah, that's possible. All right, hold the line, Sean. We have to go to a break. Don't touch that keyboard, folks. We'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for reverse speech session work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077. to work. That number once again, 503-568-7077. 503-568-7077. If you want to change your life, I will do exactly that for you. Okay, back to you, Sean. Where are we going to now?
All right, we've got just a few more on Trump. The next one is, I will repeal the law.
Oh, yeah, I wonder which law he's talking about. I will repeal the law. He's already repealed a few of them.
Air Force, it's the smallest it's been since 1947, and their planes are, on average, nearly 30 years old, if you can believe that.
And I will repeal the law.
I will repeal the law.
Oh, that one's not a good one either.
As we will repeal the law.
Oh, sure.
Repeal, Ralph. I can hear. Sorry about that.
Sorry?
Yeah, I can hear repeal is kind of weak, so sorry about that.
No, I wouldn't play that.
Yeah, throw that one out. Next. All right. Seen the lies, global.
Okay, here we go.
My budget will give America's armed forces the resources they need to achieve full and total military preparedness to meet any and all global challenges.
And seeing the lies global.
Seeing the lies global.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing the lies global.
Yep.
Seeing the lies global.
Yeah, well, okay. He's seeing global lies.
Maybe he's been disillusioned by all the stuff he's seen. But he seems to be still up there fighting.
Yeah, he does seem to be that. Okay.
Not sure what the next one means. It's here with a vessel issue, wrecked my office.
Here with a vessel issue, wrecked
with
my office.
With a vessel issue.
Okay.
They are the greatest force for peace and justice the world has ever known. And we will support them every single step of the way.
Here with a vessel issue, wrecked my office.
Yeah, with the bats looking at you, wrecked my office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the bats looking at you, wrecked my office.
I think it's you wrecked my office.
Yeah, with the bats looking at you, wrecked my office.
Maybe. It's a tough call. All right. Okay, a vessel issue. Okay, a ship. A vessel. Vessel is also a metaphor for anything that we carry anything around in. Some big problem in the military is how I would interpret that. It's causing him angst, anything I can think of.
That could be on the right track because that reversal occurs where he says support them every single step of the way.
Oh, interesting. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then he's getting a pushback is what's happening.
Sounds like it, yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, wow. Okay, all right.
Now, we ended this speech with the following. This is a somber game, and the mob says he's shadow.
He shadow.
This is a somber game.
He? What is it? He?
It starts with, this is a somber game.
Oh, this is a somber game. I'm sorry. I was looking for he shadow. Okay, here we go.
If we all work together and put our country first, then anything is possible. Let us seize this moment and make the most of this incredible opportunity for national renewal.
This is a somber game, and the mob says he's shadow.
This is a somber game, and the mob says he's shadow.
Huh.
This is a somber game, and the mob says he's shadow.
I'll be bothered.
This is a somber game, and the mob says he's shadow.
Huh. I wonder what that means. Huh. I don't know. Wow. Mob, he's shadow. This is a somber game. The president sees more serious than he realized. I don't know. Bit of a strange one. Mob, of course, the mob, the mafia. I don't know. Does he have ties with the mafia?
Or there's maybe the mob is saying that he's not really the one in control. They are, or he's just he's in the shadows. He's.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that would make sense. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, that would fit it with some people who believe that Trump's been taken over. Okay. All right.
It's a somber game.
Yeah, indeed. Okay.
Now, the next one up is in regards to the chemical attack on the citizens in Syria back in April. These are on Nikki Haley, who's a U.S. ambassador to the UN. Back in, I think it was 2012, there was also, or 13, 2013, there was a chemical attack then. Now, I have some reversals from Bashar al-Assad then, and nothing was indicating from those reversals that Syria was involved in those chemical attacks. Now, the weird thing is that now Russia is involved helping them out. So why in the heck would he do, if he didn't do it then, back in 2013, why would he do it now in 2017 when he's got the backing of Russia helping him out? So I was suspicious that the United States had anything actually going on with him. So I looked at what Nikki Haley had to say. Now, her first reversal is businesses had near the realm.
Okay, got it. Here we go.
Russia's reaction was not how horrible, or how could they do this to innocent children, or how awful is that? Their initial reaction was, Assad didn't do it. The Syrian government didn't do it. Why were they that defensive that quick?
Businesses had near the realm.
Well,
there's your answer.
There was
money involved in the whole thing. Business transactions. Russia's got business with Iran, I guess. Syria,
right, exactly.
Yeah. Huh. Russia's got business with Syria. That's why they backed them. Yeah.
Right. They're helping them out.
Right.
She's questioning why they didn't come out and say this is how awful. She thinks that they should have had a stronger statement, which she thinks that Russia knew what was going on or knows what was going on. Now, the next one is send out the mission, no reason.
Send out the mission, no reason.
The first priority for them was to cover for Assad. And so what we knew from intelligence that the Syrian regime had done this.
Okay, send out the mission, no reason.
Send out the mission, no reason.
Huh. Well, why would there be no reason to send out the mission? There is a reason.
I'm looking at the reversal recurs where she's saying the Syrian regime had done this. So she's stating in the reversal that they did it, but there's no reason for them to do it.
Oh, I see. Right. I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. There's no reason for them to do it, so send out the mission to get them. Right, yep, got it.
Send out the mission to do the chemical attack.
Ah, the chemical attack, okay.
Right, because she's saying the Syrian regime had done this in the forward. That's where the reversal occurs.
Oh, I see, okay.
Now, the next one is, they had this in a vain value.
They have this in a vain value.
A vain value, right.
Vain, V-A-I-N. Okay.
Right.
He had the evidence that they had done it.
They had this in a vain value. Well, it just speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Seems to be.
Vanity. It's a past. Okay.
Now, next one would be realized we wanted it.
Realized we wanted it. Here we go.
We all saw it and were, informed about it. And I think that's why the president acted. And I will tell you, the reaction at the United Nations has been quite interesting.
Okay. Realized we wanted it.
We realized we wanted it.
And what are you talking about forwards? Here, let me just run the forwards again. Hang on.
We all saw it and were, informed about it. And I think that's why the president acted. And I will tell you, the reaction at the United Nations has been quite interesting.
Okay, right. We wanted the attack. We wanted Trump to do what he did. Okay, that makes sense. Yep.
Right. I'm getting that they wanted Trump to put forth that Syria had done it. That's what I'm getting from it.
Yep. Okay.
Won the show is the next one.
Won the show. Here we go.
This was something that needed to tell Assad enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And this was something to let Russia know, we're not going to have you cover for this regime anymore.
And Commander won the show.
Won the show.
Won the show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Won the show.
Well, I guess they did win the show, didn't they?
As in Russia won the show? Russia is...
Oh, hang on.
Getting the overhand over, like, the United States getting control of things, or...
Okay, let's play the thoughts again.
This was something that needed to tell Assad enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And this was something to let Russia know, you know what, we're not going to have you cover for this regime anymore.
Okay, won the show.
Won the show.
Won the show.
Oh, okay.
Won the show.
Well, they think that she thinks that they won.
Right, America won by calling out Russia and Syria on it.
Right, that makes sense. Okay, all right.
See, back a whirlwind.
Oh, see, back a whirlwind. Here we go.
In no way do we look at peace happening in that area with Iranian influence.
See, back a whirlwind.
See, back a whirlwind.
Oh, yeah.
See, back a whirlwind. See, back a whirlwind.
Oh, back a whirlwind. Go with the energy. Back a whirlwind. You could say America moving into Syria with their missiles was backing was a whirlwind. Back a whirlwind. Back the energy. Back the force. Be behind what's being done. There you go. I don't know. Any clues?
Yeah, I think the last thing you said, because that occurs where she says, do we look at peace?
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
So they're backing the energy for peace?
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right.
Next one would be, and last one for her would be, irate embassy.
Irate embassy. Oh, yeah, irate. Yeah, I thought you meant I dash.
Oh, okay.
irate embassy.
Right, irate embassy. Sorry about that.
Peace in that area with Assad as the head of the Syrian government.
Irate embassy.
Irate embassy.
Oh, yeah.
Irate embassy.
Speaks for itself.
Irate embassy.
Yeah, well, the embassy was, I guess he's talking about the U.S. embassy. We're furious about it, close as I can get. Does the U.S. have an embassy in Syria? I guess they do.
I don't know. I must. I don't know if they do or not, to tell you the truth.
No idea. Huh. Okay.
Now, this was on the April 9th and April 13th. Assad came out with an interview.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple on him.
Oh, good.
First one is, if you're found a threat, I make a disease bomb.
Oh, interesting.
If you want to use it, if you have it, and if you want to use it, again, this is, if we suppose, why to use it against civilians, not to use it against the terrorists that we are fighting?
If you found a threat, I make a disease bomb.
If you found a threat, I make a disease bomb.
Oh, yeah.
If you found a threat, I make a disease bomb.
Wow.
If you're afraid of threat, make a disease bomb.
Oh, dear me. Nasty man. He's not a nice man, is he?
Right. So right there is telling you he's prepared to use chemical weapons.
Yeah, that's exactly what that means. Yeah, wow. Cool. Interesting. Oh, cool. Cool. Opposite of cool. Uncool. Uncool. Sorry about that. Okay, all right, what next?
The only other one I found on him was, we kill orphan.
Oh, yeah, well, they did, didn't they?
We wouldn't do it if we had it.
Sorry, I started halfway through. Here we go.
Of course, the foundation for us morally, we wouldn't do it if we have it. We wouldn't have the will because morally this is not acceptable.
We kill orphan.
Orphan. Orphan.
Oh, yeah.
Orphan. Orphan.
It could be often. We kill often, O-F-T-E-N.
It's kind of hard, but...
Orphan often. Orphan often.
Yeah, it's hard to tell, isn't it?
It has got a thick accent. Makes it a little rough.
Yeah, that's a bit hard to call that one. Okay.
Well, it's incongruent. He's saying forward, morally, we wouldn't do it if we have it. We wouldn't have it. We wouldn't have to do it because morally it's not acceptable. Then he comes out with a reversal. We kill orphan.
Yeah, right. That's typical. Yep. Okay. All right.
Well, now that is appearing that by Nikki Haley, uh-huh. she seemed to be congruent that there is evidence, they have evidence that Assad used chemical attacks, and he's saying that he's willing to use them if you're a threat,
right.
And then we kill orphan. Their children were killed in that attack. That's what it was highlighted.
No, they were. We all saw the scenes on TV. They were shocking. Okay, all right, what's next?
All right, and next is an update on Casey Anthony. The Casey Anthony case was back in 2008. It became a huge media frenzy.
Yes,
it was amazing to watch it unfold. I originally got involved with that, looking into it from right at the beginning when her mother, Cindy, went on national TV pleading for help in finding her grandchild. Now, the grandchild had been missing for a little over a month at that point. And I was wondering if she was covering up for her daughter, Casey, as it deflecting attention away from her. But I found reversals on Cindy saying that she sincerely needed help in finding her granddaughter. She didn't know what was going on. Well, as the case unfolded, there was an unbelievable amount of audio that was released on that case where he had jail interviews, the police interviews. So during this process, that things kept unfolding. I wasn't finding anything on Casey that indicated had killed her daughter. Now, it came out later that their daughter was found, she was murdered. But I had not found anything that was going on that indicated that she did it. But it did find a lot of reversals that indicated she know who did do it. She indicated that boys did it, the reason for the boy.
Well, yeah. We need to revisit this case on a whole show. I was asked in the first hour to revisit Patsy Ramsey, which I'll do next week. So for those of you who are listening, we're going to cover the the JonBenet Ramsey case in the first hour of the show. And I think we should get you back in a few weeks to revisit the Casey Anthony stuff.
No. Yeah, I'd be happy to go over with you.
Yeah.
It took 3 years before this to go to trial, but I started putting these reversals out right away back in August of 2008 and just let the chips fall where they may. I found nothing to indicate that she had killed her child. It became a point where it looked like the police just kept leaking evidence that didn't amount to anything. They had nothing substantial against her. But in the end, the jury found her not guilty, which if they had heard her talking, they would have heard these reversals as well. If they played any of the audio that was released to the public, to the jury, they would have heard these reversals.
Yeah.
So there was an update on her back in March. Rolling Stones did a little short interview. And this first one is within her laugh. And I hope it's strong enough to be there, but let's see how it plays out. But I believe it says, had dead baby.
Had dead baby. Got it.
Haley would be 12 this year.
What would she be like, her?
A total badass.
Okay, so it's in the laughter. Had dead baby. Oh, yeah, that's there. Yeah, that's there. Wow.
You can hear the anguish in her voice.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What a reversal. Gee whiz. Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's quite clear amongst the laughter. Here's the laughter, folks. That reversed to had dead baby. Yeah, laughter, sighs, coughs, they'll all reverse to say something. So, yep. Okay.
Now, the next one on here was had to release his anger.
Oh, interesting. Okay, here we go.
I'm still not even certain as I stand here today about what happened.
Had to release his anger.
Had to release his anger.
Oh, yeah.
Had to release his anger.
Oh, that's clear.
Oh,
interesting. Who's he?
Well, in the foreword, she's stating that she's not certain what happened as of even today. Well, in reversal, she's telling us had to release his anger. Now, your question was, sorry to interrupt you, but your question was, who's he? Well, amongst all the reversals I had on her, one of them was hold out on that porn dealer. Now, back then, I thought she was holding out and telling on him, telling him who he was. But I'm wondering if hold out on that porn dealer was that she was agreed to do, I'm hallucinating now, she agreed to do some pornography but backed out at the last minute, and this guy got angry and killed her daughter.
Well, maybe.
Again, I hallucinate.
Yeah, that's
well, again, she references a he had to release his anger, so she knows who did it.
Fair enough. Yep. Okay. All right. No, I agree with that. The other reversals you found a few years ago verify that. Yeah, we'll revisit that one in the next few weeks, folks.
Now, the next one with her is a little bit long. Here, her lie, the sneaky riddle, is more hassle if pursue.
Okay.
One of the reasons I'm so good at my job is because I'm taking everything that the state tried to use against me, like my Facebook and pictures and all that stuff that they distorted. I now go through and research people's backgrounds and put everything together in a good way.
Okay, her lie, the sneaky riddle, is more hassle if pursue.
Her lie, the sneaky riddle, is more hassle if pursue.
Her lie, the sneaky riddle, is more hassle if pursue.
Yeah, it's all there. I think it's pursue. I think I can hear a D on the end.
Actually. I kind of heard myself as
yeah, it was played. Her lie, the sneaky riddle, is more hassle if pursued, I think.
Her lie, the sneaky riddle, is more hassle if pursued.
Yeah, there's a D there.
Her lie, the sneaky riddle, is more hassle if pursued.
That's a great reversal.
Her lie, the sneaky riddle, is more hassle if pursued.
Okay, so she's telling a lie. If they try to find out the truth, there's going to be big problems.
That seems to be the gist of it, and that seems to be the whole, again, there's reversals from back in 2008, 2009 time frame that indicated such. And I think that's why she's holding out on not telling on who these guys are. She knows what they're capable of.
Right. Wow.
And the final one from her is, obviously, I'm living in a lie, but there's shit they mock.
Okay. Here we go.
I don't give a shit about what anybody thinks about me. I don't care about that.
Obviously, I'm living in a lie, but there's shit they mock.
Obviously,
I'm living in a lot of shit they mock.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, I'm living in a lot of shit they mock.
Wow. I'll be bothered. Wow. Interesting. Huh. Okay, all right. Well, clearly there's some other people involved in all of this, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right. We've got a few minutes left.
All right, so I'm going to jump around a little bit, see which ones we can hit here. Let's go with the very first reversal I found. Now, way back 2000, I started doing ghost investigations, and I was taught how to do that by David Oyster. And one of the things he also taught was reversing audio on ghosts, spirits, or souls, however you want to reference it. And sometimes you'll get additional information. And one day I was on his website and looking for documents, learning things, and I seen a link for reverse speech. Click on it, and it brings me to your website. And as I'm reading what is reverse speech, I'm realizing that there's reverse speech also occurs in humans. And I was totally blown away by that. Because I've been for 3 years reversing audio on spirits.
Ah, and you're starting to find it happens in speech as well.
Exactly, in humans. So there was a ghost investigation we did in a cemetery just a few days before that was kind of stuck out to me. My son had read off a headstone, and three spirits ended up responding to him.
Oh.
Now, you can't understand what he's saying when he says the spirits, where he says when he's reading a name on a headstone, it could be Rumpelstiltskin. I don't know, but I assume that it's gibberish, so it helps make the reversal come out.
Okay, all right.
Now this is the first reversal I've ever found, and this is a man with dark hair is the name of
man starting with M-A-N.
A man with dark hair is.
A man with dark hair is the name of. Okay,
it's two is's in there.
I'm sorry, what was that?
There are two is's. There's a comma and is the name of.
Okay.
My man is a very interesting name.
Okay, a man with dark hair is the name of.
Man with dark hair is the name of.
Oh, yeah.
Man with dark hair is the name of.
Wow.
Man with dark hair is the name of.
Wow. Wow.
Now, that's pretty amazing. If at the end there, I forgot to mention that there's the three spirits respond. The first one says, it sounds like a male, says Georgian. Another male he says, thank you. And the third one is a female sounding voice that says, sounds like a name, Vera Kate. Now, the spirit in the middle, it says, thank you. I'm assuming it's the name he read off the headstone. Now, his son is describing what this guy looked like, the man with dark hair, and that's his name he read.
Okay, sure. We're out of time, mate. Thanks for being on the show. We'll have you on again soon. Okay?
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, mate. See you later. Bye, everyone. We'll see you all next week. Okay?
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500. 3500.